Hey, it's Mike Robb. Well, it might be science fiction, but the new show Hunters has some terrifying reality to it, and the star of the show explains just what that is. And a comedy knockout gives comedians a chance to be the king of comedy, but somebody's got to lose, too. We'll go backstage to check out the competition. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
A secret government unit hunting down terrorists. Real life or science fiction? In this case, it's a new series on Sci-Fi called Hunters. And actress Brittany Oldford told me all about the premise.
Yeah, the premise of the show, it's really based on this this guy, Flynn Carroll, who's on this journey to look to find his wife, and he stumbles upon an underground special task force of the government called the Exoterrorism Unit. And along the way, he joins, and everyone's really working together to find these terrorists. And the terrorists, believe it or not, are aliens, and they're called hunters.
So where does she fit in?
Yeah, I play Allison Regan, and she herself is a hunter, which is why she's one of the most valuable operatives at this this underground unit. And she's just trying to go along, figure out where she belongs, who she is, and fight against her own kind.
Again, there's a lot of connections here between the terrorism we face on a day-to-day basis in the real world and what we see on the show. And that correlation is exactly what drew Brittany to the part.
Definitely. I think the whole show, episode by episode, it's very ingrained in what we're doing here. And it's not only about terrorism or an allegory for what's going on with regards to that in the world, but it's really about the other. It's about the unknown. It's about the fear of the unknown and how far you're willing to go to fight for what you think is right.
Part of what makes the show work is the realism that was used to create the alien hunters.
Definitely. I think having the more information, the better, really, especially for something that can be as complex as science fiction or fantasy, where there's this whole other world that you're exploring and discussing and playing in. And it's made it such a treat. And I'd like to say it made it easier. You know, the subject matter is definitely quite heavy and intense at times, but it really did, because you know you have someone there who created this whole world, who you can talk to and rely on and who can steer you in the right direction, which you don't necessarily get on every project. And she was out there in Australia with us for the full 5 months we were filming, so it was really amazing. It was definitely a blessing.
Brittany's acting resume includes parts on American Horror Story and Flesh. So originally, did she plan to head into this genre of acting?
It's funny because I kind of weirdly stumbled upon this genre. Not that I wouldn't have loved to be in it, because it's what I grew up on. I grew up on science fiction and fantasy and magic and all of the weird. So for me, it's a happy place. It's a very comfortable place for me. And what I'm drawn to, it wasn't necessarily thinking, oh, well, this is the subject matter or this is the genre of the project, which, of course, is a bonus for me. But it's more so that the characters that I've played in the genre, and granted, I've had good fortune in being able to play strong female characters in general, but I find that it's a lot easier and more digestible for viewers to see a very strong, assertive, independent, intelligent female character under one of these umbrellas of, you know, let's say fantasy or science fiction or so on. And what I love about it is then those little girls see it and they watch, and well, not necessarily this show, but and are inspired and are like, oh, wait a minute, I can be super badass too. I can be really awesome too. And Galen Hurd and Natalie are both amazing at doing that and creating those worlds for those people. So, you know, it really, watching those shows and those movies, you know, Terminator, Aliens specifically, are really what motivated me to want to do this.
So will you give her any dream role, anything she would ever like to do in movies or television? What would it be?
Oh my gosh. Can I say everything? I can't say everything, can I?
You can say whatever you'd like.
Well, aside from anything that has ever popped into my head, I would absolutely love to play in the world of magic. That would be, it's a dream of mine. And I think I'd say that. I think playing in the world of magic in some respects would probably be golden ticket worthy in my book.
So what's Brittany's pop culture comfort zone? What are the TV shows and movies that she always loves the most?
Oh, that's such a good question. Gosh, I have so many. I'd probably say, you know what? I'll say the original Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars buff, and episode 4, 5, and 6 are the first live action films that I remember seeing as a child. So those are big ones for me.
There's new episodes of Hunters every Monday, only on Sci-Fi. Fox is skipping Paul H. That's just part of what's going on in the world of pop culture. Well, in case you're keeping track of these things, Spider-Man Deadpool number 1 has gone to printing number 5. The successful series has pretty much had a great run all along. Number 2 has gone to a 4th printing. Number 3 has a 3rd printing. And number 4 has a 2nd printing of the series. All done by Joe Kelly and Ed McGuinness. Different covers on each. Check with your retailer to make sure you get the ones you want. It's official. Pamela Anderson will be part of the new Baywatch reboot. Dwayne The Rock Johnson tweeted a photo of the two of them that confirmed this a couple of days ago. Anderson joins Johnson and Zac Efron in the reboot, which will be in theaters May 19th of next year. Fox has pulled the plug on Famous. The half-hour comedy was created by writer-producer Ralph Farquhar from The Real Husbands of Hollywood. Originally, the network gave the series a 10-episode order, and it was slated to be released in June. If you're a fan of the film Love Actually, this might seem a little familiar. Hello, Goodbye is a new series that captures moments as everyday people arrive and depart from some of the largest airports in America. It's new to the Travel Channel with premiere episodes coming up on Monday, May the 9th at 11 and 11:30, and is produced by Ellen DeGeneres' production company. Listen First has released another run of the top 10 most talked about television shows on social media. These are the ones that are hashtagged the most on Facebook, Google Plus, and Tumblr, as well as searched for on Wikipedia. The 10 include Lucifer, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, The Walking Dead, Vikings, The Flash, Better Call Saul, Supernatural, and at the top, the number 2 show, Shadowhunters from Freeform, and number 1, HBO's Game of Thrones. There's a chance that Hall H might be a little quieter at this year's Comic-Con. Fox has announced they will not be bringing any film programming to the venue at Comic-Con this year, all because of concerns that footage shown to the crowd of the hall will make its way online before the studio really wants it to. Last year, Deadpool and X-Men Apocalypse material made it online fairly quickly and well before the time that Fox's promotional people had planned. Meanwhile, Comic-Con itself promises that they're taking steps this year to stop any reported leaks from any of the studios who are attending the show. By the end of the year, DreamWorks Animation will be part of NBC Universal. It's all in a $3.8 billion transaction that's expected to be done well before the New Year's bell rings into 2017. The studio will become part of the brand that also includes Universal Pictures, Fandango, and, of course, NBC Universal Development. Alec Baldwin is back in a 10-episode primetime edition of Match Game. The reboot is part of a Sunday fun and games night being kicked off on ABC in just a few weeks. Already part of the lineup will be the $100,000 pyramid with Michael Strahan and Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey. Debut is set for late June on ABC. The point. Reality TV has given us all sorts of competition shows. Now there's one for comedy. Seasoned comedians battle for comedy supremacy in True TV's new show, Comedy Knockout. Frontman Damian Lemon explains.
The premise of the show, we're trying to, each episode, see who the funniest comedian out of our three are. Who's the comedy KO champion? You know, it's three comedians competing over three rounds. And we set them up with various games to play and little roast competitions. And what happens is, the second round, one comedian is eliminated. And first, let me just say this. We have a live studio audience that plays our judges. So you get judged Apollo style by the crowd reaction. So our first elimination, the first elimination that the crowd votes off of television, actually has to go sit in the crowd with the same people that voted them off of television. So that's always fun.
And from there?
Then after that, we got a head-to-head battle, and the winner of that becomes the Comedy Knockout champion, and the loser, unfortunately, has to read a pre-written apology for being terrible at comedy.
So what kind of stuff do these guys have to face?
Various games. We got a game on there called, Let's See Who Bought It, which is a playoff of the whole Etsy site online. You know, the Etsy mm-hmm. site where there's all the little weird crafts and things of that nature. And there's just some weird things on there if you really scour it. If you know the internet, you know there's a lot of, you know, that's where weird lives. So there's some weird things on Let's See, and we'll pull them up. And what we want them to do is just come, you know, kind of let us know who they think bought it. And whoever has the funniest, you know, the funniest joke, funniest response, they win over the crowd.
All right, so Damien's a comedian in his own right, and that's a passion that started pretty early for him.
Yeah, you know what? I've been funny since I was about 9. That's when I started to realize I could make people laugh, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I, like, really got into it. I learned how to distract and disrupt the classroom, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I knew how to, you know, steal the show from my teachers, you know, things like that. And I figured, you know what, let me see where this could go. I didn't really consider comedy as an occupation till probably later on, right around college time. And then I eventually got to it maybe 10 years ago. Went to an open mic in New York City, right there in the Village, Sal's Comedy Hall. And I did 5 minutes. And I guess the material was good enough to keep me doing it. And here I am 10 years later.
Who helped inspire him in the biz?
Biggest impressions made on me was Eddie Murphy. You know, Delirious was probably one of my favorite comedy specials of all time. Delirious was crazy. Who else did I like? I like Carlin. I like Chris Rock a lot. Who else? I mean, loved Martin. I'm trying to think of just people that don't get shouted at a lot. I used to like Leno back in the day when he was doing stand-up. I thought he was funny. You know, Chappelle. You know, it's a long, long list of people that have inspired me.
One of Damien's biggest accomplishments and a hidden gem that you got to check out is something called D-Lemon in the Morning.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, Mike. The web series D-Lemon in the Morning, it was inspired by morning radio and Larry Sanders, actually. It was actually inspired. Yeah. It was inspired by a morning radio show called The Breakfast Club, actually, in particular. It's just something that I saw. I'm not sure if we could say another name of a show. So if we want to go morning radio, we go morning radio. But it was inspired by that. It was inspired by that and Larry Sanders. And it was inspired by, I've always been a fan of radio. You know, it's just the fact that you guys got to talk about the events of the day every day. You know, you got to fill that time. You got to talk to those people. And that's a challenge, you know, as you kind of got to editorialize everything that's going on out there. And I salute that. I've always been listening to radio. And then the Larry Sanders element is just like a show about a show, you know, so the behind the scenes, you know, what you don't see. And I just thought that was cool. And I wanted to apply it to, you know, hip hop culture, use it as a way to kind of satirize things that were going on. And we had a great time. And if you look at that show, there's a lot of people that are popping now that were on that web series. So, yeah, check it out, D-Lemon in the Morning, if you've never seen it.
Once again, head to the YouTube for D-Lemon in the Morning. And for new episodes of Comedy Knockout, they turn up every Thursday on True TV. That's it for the podcast, but we're back at all the usual places in a few days. And when we do come back, we're going to look at the return of Persons of Interest. Just a few episodes remain in the life of this long-running TV hit, and we'll talk to the stars and the creators about how that all works out for them. You'll find us on websites like ComicMix.com, TVTrekNews.com, and, of course, in the iTunes podcast directory, plus PopCultureUpload.com. Follow us on Twitter under PC Upload and on Facebook under Pop Culture Upload. See you back here in a few days. Get the-